Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as Ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and welcome to the new moon in Taurus, which is tonight. I'm going to talk about the second half of April, or the last few days, and the new super moon in Taurus, which is tonight, the 27th. What does that mean for you? Venus joins Mercury and Neptune in Aries in May. Venus is about love and relationships, but it's also about money. This new moon in Taurus is about new financial systems coming into being. There's been a lot of activity about cryptocurrencies in the background, but right now, this will be coming into the public arena. Uranus in Taurus brings radical new shifts and changes to money currency. This is about the new and the old, as a new financial system is being formed, both centralized and decentralized. When Venus sextiles Uranus, this energy will bring in opportunities. How do we bring in the new and meld it with the old structures? Uranus is in Taurus until July 7th, when it moves into Gemini. Uranus is connected with food and agriculture. This could bring in new systems for agriculture. Also, there could be disruptions in agriculture, government taxes, the farmers against certain products, like wheat and grain. So the farmers refuse to send their grain to the mills to put pressure on the government, causing bread shortages. Jupiter in Gemini blows matters up, and you hear about issues around grains and harvest. Also, the weather. We really have a lot of fire and water signs, but many planets are moving into fire signs. Saturn moves into Aries on May 24th and will join up with Neptune, who is already in Aries. And any kind of hard aspects with these two planets are associated with drought. The energy brings in limited water. We can expect some very hot weather this year, high temperatures with very little rain. 1989 was marked by significant weather events, including severe storms and unusual temperatures. That's the last time these two planets came together. 1989 was marked by significant weather events, including Hurricane Hugo in September of that year. Venus, Saturn, the North Node, brings a new collective energy. We are birthing it already, strategically, for the long term, with the energy of unconditional love. It may not seem that way right now, but that is what's happening. On April 18th, Mars moved out of Cancer into Leo. That's a lot of fire. We are likely to see more drama. It's a very dramatic sign. Mars operates very well in Leo. The energy has exuberance and flamboyance. And with the Aries planets as well, we have a lot of fire this summer and fall. By April 20th, we had a very strong T-square. The Sun square Mars at 1 degree Taurus, Leo. And Mars squares the Moon, Pluto, in Aquarius. This is a very strong, intense energy in fixed signs. That means it's unmovable. The collective are feeling intense vibrations about freedom and human rights and civil rights. The atmosphere is combative, combustible. Really try to stay calm and peaceful. This is a very super reactive energy. Slow down and take that deep breath. Gather together on these heavy energy days and meditate on peace and gratitude. Because it's proven that when you do that, you can change the energy. You change your own energy as well as the atmosphere around you, which then oozes out into the world. Every second, every minute we are doing that, we are changing our collective timeline to be something much more powerful and peaceful. So know the part that you play in this. Step into that sense of inner power that we all have and spread it out to the world. The new moon in Taurus, happening tonight, April 27th, is the closest new supermoon of the year. Therefore, it has a stronger pull on the tectonic plates, and seismic activity tends to come at new and full moons, and eclipses are even stronger. The geometry at this Taurus super new moon is very strong. In fact, we had an earthquake in the world yesterday. The day before this new moon, April 26th, we have the third exact opposition between Mars and Pluto. The first exact opposition was just 2 to 3 days before the U.S. election in early November of 2024. The second exact opposition was just after New Year's, January 3rd, 2025, and the tragic L.A. fires were storming and roaring by January 7th. This April 26th is the third one. It's always a play in three acts. It hits, and then it retrogrades and hits, and then it goes back to its point of power and hits. That's the third one. This energy is a feeling of brute force. It brings us power plays. It can be assertion of power in the world, or it can be about individual power, like the election of a new pope, or issues of sovereignty, that's Leo, against state power. It's best to work on integrating this energy, like being in a divine flow, aligning our individual will with the divine will. However, at the lower 3D level, this energy can be quite forceful. Mars is now forming a fifth grand cross with this new moon. This is strong energy and will bring in a few tower moments, I'm sure. The wonderful thing about Taurus is that it's linked to the Earth. The Taurus energy has the greatest potential of being linked to our Earth. So, do some grounding exercises. Put your bare feet in the grass. Sit down under a tree with your spine against the trunk to cleanse and strengthen your chakras. This energy allows the healing ions of the Earth to be taken in and absorbed by your body very quickly. Taurus is the best energy for helping us find stillness, tuning into the natural rhythms of the earth. The more you can do that, the better. You can really get a sense of the magical and elemental parts of nature during your morning walks, and that can be quite beautiful. Taurus will bring up issues around agriculture, food production, issues around extreme weather, flooding, and drought. Let's look at the Grand Cross because it's very strong. Whenever you have a Grand Cross, it really strengthens the energy of the planets involved in that Grand Cross. And when it's fixed, it creates a lot of tension. It can bring in great determination, willpower, and it can build up heavy tension and perhaps fear. The energy needs to find a place to go. We have a new moon very close to the Earth, squaring Mars, opposing Pluto. This is combustible and combative, but we also have the energy of the Hindu god, Varuna, the god of wisdom and divine knowledge. Along with the cosmic forces, we could be seeing some very strong weather. Varuna is a dwarf planet concerned with justice, spiritual leadership, having a strong moral compass. Leo as a sign is all about leadership and truth, and Aquarius is also about truth. We will be seeing a lot more truth coming to the light, which will continue to roll out through the rest of 2025. Verona, in its mythology, is linked to rainfall and oceans. The season, an iceberg the size of Chicago, broke away in Antarctica, revealing an entirely beautiful new ecosystem with new sea creatures and sea plants growing underneath this iceberg. As suggested from astrology, we'll be seeing much new life coming out of the sea. Partly, this is regeneration. New life being formed. We will be seeing more and more discoveries coming in from the sea. As we go into deeper depths of the sea, there could be buildings, cities. That's Saturn and Pisces. Ancient cities, ancient structures, ancient civilizations. This is about transformation. Regeneration. We are becoming a new biology that's emerging. The new human. We are now in that gestation period. We've already gone through this massive energetic portal at the end of the Piscean Age, and we are now in a new episode for humanity, an entirely new era, the Age of Aquarius. This is immensely exciting. We also have a strong energy of staying in your truth, the ability to say no and stand strong. Strong in your truth and strong in your sovereignty. There's no compromise. Think of Pam Bondi and Caroline Levitt. These are the new people coming up in the world. Along with the extreme weather and seismic activity, there will be political activity. And with all of that is added the financial element, because this is a new moon in Taurus. Taurus is connected to our currencies, our wealth, and banking and money. And this energy is very much connected to a fixed grand cross. It's likely that there will be continued fallout with the tariff and trade issues going on right now, particularly because Venus is still conjunct Saturn. What is positive is that a new stepping stone will evolve in terms of development of new financial system. Inevitably, there will be pressure from centralized bodies to make sure that this is held by the government. However, Aquarius, in its best expression, is about decentralization. I'll be back to explain all that to you after we listen to the weekly cosmic tip. I'll be back after this. Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce with your weekly cosmic tip, week of April 28th through May 4th, 2025. The explosive mood of the last days of April is still very palpable in the first days of May. However, the tension between Mars in Leo and Pluto in Aquarius is gradually easing. Furthermore, Venus and Neptune will join in Aries on May 2nd, reminding us of the universal love that connects all people. Now is a good time to formulate dreams of a better world. Make sure you don't just leave it at wishful thinking, but take the first step yourself. Pluto turns retrograde on May 4th until mid-October. Through that time, we will have many opportunities to correct certain developments of recent months. Taurus is all about manifesting your needs and desires. The sign of the bull likes to fix up its property to increase value, or plant flowers to increase beauty, or just get a massage to treat your physical being. On a deeper level, Taurus is about getting in touch with core values, and then taking steps to make certain your actions are working in alignment with those deeper values. Esoterically, Taurus is where you live in your center, regardless of the outer world chaos and emotional drama going on. Venus joins Mercury and Neptune in Aries this week. Avoiding people who live in drama is particularly important at this new moon. Warrior Mars and transforming Pluto are in challenging relationship to each other and to the new moon. That's called a T-square. This conflicting energy will bring some unhappy people and anger to the surface. Taurus is associated with money and the stock market, so tariffs are at a focus point. As the stellium of planets in Pisces begin to dissipate and clear out, all the commotion and threats seem to calm down, at least for a short time. Venus joins Mercury and Neptune in Aries this week, transforming romance from emotions to fun, passion, and good times. Tuesday and Friday are the best date nights. While Monday and Wednesday are excellent for creativity and projects that require focus and innovative thinking. Saturday dawns with harmonious vibrations, but there could be some power struggles by late afternoon. Ignore it if you can, because Saturday evening is filled with passion and excitement. Whether you spend the weekend with a romantic partner or hanging out with the gang, be sure to get out and paint the town red. Sunday is a lazy day after that loving and exciting energy. The day is perfect for lounging around, although you may want to stay up late and burn the midnight oil, because your mind will be running in high gear. The final hours of the weekend are perfect for studying or catching up with some office work. As the temperature goes up with the arrival of May, so does passion and desire for wild adventures. Remember that you are divinely connected to creation. Outer world fluctuations in the stock market, grocery store prices, etc. do not take away your prosperity consciousness unless you let fear-based thoughts or people take your power. However, these fluctuations do require you to assess your values, as every dollar you spend is a vote on what you believe. The outer world chaos gives you the opportunity to live within and live through your higher philosophy. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some reading time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Remember, this stargazing report is always posted on my website the day after the show. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're back after our weekly cosmic tip. I will continue for you with more information about this new moon in Taurus. Centralization versus decentralization. Aquarius, in its best expression, is about decentralization, and this energy could break the rules and go its own way. The energy is deeply involved with the Grand Cross. There will be strong energy pulling in two different directions, centralization versus decentralization. The financial focus will be very strong and big now. It certainly will be in the news. The sign of Taurus and Leo are both associated with gold. Something associated with gold is happening. Already, Saturn is conjunct Neptune and moves into Aries on May 24th. It will be exact by degree in July, and then again in February 2026, which is a 36-year conjunction. If we look at another hard aspect between Saturn and Neptune in 1971, and that was an opposition. That was the year that Nixon took off the U.S. off the gold standard. Perhaps Trump will reinstate the gold standard. In the past few days, Germany has demanded that the U.S. give back the German gold reserves from the U.S. Federal Reserve that they took in World War II. It will be interesting to see how that develops. Trump also went out to Fort Knox and found that much of the gold had been removed. That's another story. we will have the potential of having a gold-backed currency. We will wait and see, but definitely it is a strong possibility and probability at this time. Unearthing financial secrets, with Pluto being a part of this. There will be issues about secrets long hidden around celebrities, around heads of government, leaders. That'll all be coming out. Children are also ruled by Leo, so we will see what comes up about that. Pluto pulls up long-buried, murky secrets, and we will be hearing all about them, most likely in early May. Also, wealth making wealth of EIA technology, people we recognize, household names. Another theme is wealth being controlled by technology, by your algorithms. This is why we have to insist on our freedom. Our human and civil rights and strong movements will continue over the next several years. One more thing. There is an increasing concern about the electrification, which is Aquarius, of the Earth, which is Taurus. Stefan Burns, the geophysicist, has released a video on YouTube about this unprecedented level of electrification of the Earth. There are many, many satellites that are orbiting in space. They are metallic. They are heavy. They conduct electricity very easily. Not all of them burn up in the sun, but continue to orbit around the planet as junk. Nobody actually knows the effect that they are having on the Earth and all of its vibrant life. Do they crumble to dust and disintegrate? That's not good, that whole process. It's very dangerous. It's like 5D on top of the apartment buildings in New York City, and the people living in the apartment buildings come down with cancer within 2 years. Nobody knows the electrical effect that's going on in the atmosphere. A lot of the out there suggested by Aquarius, and in particular the electrification, is impacting the Earth. I think we may see more information coming out about that very soon. This Grand Cross creates an unstable picture. The tension has to build. The tension has to roll up, and then the energy has to go somewhere. It has to get our attention. There is a build-up. With fixed energy, it's not mutable, which is more flexible. There's a build-up with different people having different viewpoints, or a build-up within the Earth, which blows up as seismic activity, volcanoes, earthquakes, tsunamis, as such. This new moon in Taurus has a build-up similar to last July. Now, this is not a political statement by any means. It's just discussing energy and the possible eruption of energy. Last summer, on July 13th, there was an assassination attempt on President Trump. At that point, Mars was at 24 degrees of Taurus, conjuncting Uranus. They were both conjunct on Trump's midheaven. The midheaven is your visibility, your reputation, your status and career. Uranus is sudden radical events. Mars is guns, aggression, violence. And that conjunction on Trump's midheaven also squared his Mars in the 12th house of hidden enemies, hospitals, institutions, and critical health. That whole episode was pure karma. And I believe the energies was diverted by the divine. At this new moon tonight, we have similar parallels to that energy. Uranus conjuncted Trump's midheaven. It squared his natal Mars in the 12th house, as well as his ascendant, which is also linked to health issues, the head, which will be a challenge for him throughout the month of May, especially the first half. Now, please be sure that I am not predicting anything, just giving out information, which I hope is helpful. Here is where the new moon energy falls tonight. It falls in Afghanistan, Western Canada, Upper California, Middle Canada through the U.S., down through Texas, New Mexico, and Mexico City. the IC, or land base, in India, Nepal, and China, that area where they all come together. So there could be some eruptions in these areas. Then, in the middle Atlantic, and just east of Australia, in the ocean. So we will see if anything erupts in those areas. I know this has been very destabilizing time. On the financial markets across the world, it's hit our currencies as well as our cryptocurrencies. It's been huge and has caused both anxiety and fear amongst the people. But this is exactly what these astrology reports were expecting. I have been telling you for at least the past 18 months or longer that we will be seeing the breakdown of the old structures. They will be political, financial, legal, and medical. When we're in it, we can feel very much anxiety and fear-provoking energies. But the astrology will be very surprised if this wasn't happening, because we have to have the destruction before reconstruction. The breakdown comes before the breakthrough. These breakdowns will be happening in all areas of life. Just know that. And you need to have protocol. You need to have a default message. When you feel stressed, when something happens, and you say, oh my goodness, the world is becoming more unstable, you have a method of remaining calm and finding peace. Go into your state of being. And the state of being is the most important thing by a long shot to focus on, because everything comes from that. I have a quote by Buckminster Phillips. He said, we are called to be the architects of the future, not its victims. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're going to take our station break. This has been a lot of information for you, but be assured that I'll be back after the song.
Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986. Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. And honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're back from our station break. And that was William Vitalis singing Mr. Nobody. It's all about you and your spirit guide, your angel, or your God source walking down the street with you. We are having a massive shift in reality. The powers of creation are spiraling through the universe and all that you perceive, because your perceptual mind has created predictions and understandings of reality and what you see, feel, and experience. Everything in existence is experiencing a massive shift in reality. Stagnant energy is being softened and released into the collective chaos, and dormant energy is being activated through the simultaneous reality experience. Existence is shifting, and the mind that creates perception is not capable of comprehending the metamorphosis that's really happening around them. The changes are beyond the capacity for perceptual awareness to conceive. At this stage of evolution, the power of illusion is very strong. You must be cautious to stay grounded and connected to the inner wisdom. The spiraling and spinning of the forces of creation is very disorienting, and this makes it easy for you to lose your balance, direction, purpose, and focus. The challenge you face is to stay present with your consciousness. Be aware of everything that you have chosen in service to the light, as those choices stabilize your energy. The light body and the energy body must assimilate and adjust to the high-velocity energetic forces that are disorienting reality and shifting perceptual reality, and then integrate them. This makes possible a new identity for humanity, one that is not associated or limited by the linear concept of reality. This identity and perceptual field will be in harmony with the spirit of creation and the great cycles that illuminate higher consciousness. There is no predictability now, so your faith is your guideline. This is a time that when all you have developed in the strength of your soul, mind, and body, and spirit becomes your anchoring point to facilitate a perception of the greater reality, which is the consciousness of oneness, not separation and chaos. Everything that you are experiencing now is because your world is changing. Those who are sensitive energetically will feel the power of this shift, but those souls that are not actively sensitive to the energetic will become confused. The chaos will be overwhelming. It is this very chaos factor that will break down the structure of reality that has limited human consciousness. It is as if your existence has been put into a big blender and is being spun around, mixed, and assimilating all of the ingredients. When the shift is complete, life experience will be very different from that what you began with. The ascension, the higher experience that is manifesting, is absolutely unconditional balance and infinite love. But the period of non-balance and chaos is the element of change. Many of you light workers are experiencing challenges within their own physical body. This is because of the massive metamorphosis of the physical cohesion of energy, and you are channeling the change factors, the new vibrations, the new ascension energies, and the transformation of the stagnant forces. This puts stress on the body. It is essential that you take loving care of your body. Do not wonder if you've done something wrong. You are participating with the shift of the ages. Trust your inner guidance and trust that creation is forming a new reality for everyone on this planet, in this galaxy, and throughout the universe. This is what is happening and will be happening for the next several years. That's how growth works. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we've come to the end of the show. I want to thank you for listening, and I would love to hear from you. We have our meditation coming up and some other music. Elizabeth is going to sing and Peace Begins, and we will finish with Richard Schulman. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. This is a breathing meditation to help you through these difficult times.
Sit with both feet flat on the floor or in the lotus position. Legs uncrossed and your spine straight. It would be nice if you would raise your palms and hold your forefinger and thumb together. That's called your circuit. Close your eyes. And start taking a deep breath. Allow your mind to flow down to your heart center, the fourth chakra. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Now listen. And listen to your name being called with respect. Say it in your mind with respect. The full name you are using now. Then take another deep breath. And have your attention on the breath. Your new mantra is, I am safe, it's only change. Close your eyes and just imagine that you're breathing through your heart, as if your heart were your lungs. Allow the breath to breathe you. Breath in. Breath out. Breath in. Breath out. Do this gradually and without force. The breath will go inside of you. Breath in and breath out. Breath in and breath out. Deeper and deeper. Very gently. Very gently. Feel the breath lifting you up. Up out of worry, out of fear, into the light of bliss and peace. Feel your angels lifting you up under your arms, higher and higher. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. As you have the exhale, drop yourself back down into your heart. In the inhale, you're being lifted up by your angels. On the exhale, you're going back down into your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. And each time you drop down, you're going deeper and deeper inside. You're raising up into the light, and you're dropping back down to your heart filled with bliss. Then feel the peace, and feel the release of darkness, fear, and hopelessness. Every time you drop down, more of the darkness, fear, and hopelessness leave your body. Let the breath flow. Let the breath flow. Allow yourself to get very deep. The The darkness and fear are melting. Breathe in and feel your angels lift you up. When you feel the darkness is gone and you feel the light, let yourself get very deep. And as you exhale this time, feel the love you have for a partner. When you drop down, send out a beam of that love. Breathe in. Feel the love you have for a child. When you drop down, send out light to that child. Breathe in. Get lifted up. Come back down to the heart and feel the love that you have for a pet or animals. Release the breath. Send out the light. You're being lifted up again. Breathe in. Now think of an ill friend that needs healing. Send the light out to that friend when you drop down. Breathe in, feel yourself lifted up. Feel the love you have for the nature, for trees, for our food and our green grass. Feel that in your heart. Take a deep breath, get lifted up. Drop down again and send light out around the world for a pure, clean planet. Breathe in, lift yourself up, feel the angels, bring down the light and send it out again for a pure, clean planet. Keep breathing in a rhythm. Begin to feel gratitude and praise for all that you have and all that you are. Feel gratitude for a raise at work. Feel gratitude for a wish being granted. Think of that wish now. Keep breathing in and out. See that wish being fulfilled. Breathe in, breathe out. Feel the gratitude. When you do, you are building your heart field. You are strengthening the fourth chakra. When you slow down the breath and feel the raising up to your angels and the light, and the dropping back down into your heart and love, all of your body systems become coherent and begin to release stress. And your inner organs are going to flow together to the beat of the heart in perfect harmony. Feel the beautiful music. Let's do the mantra again. I am safe. It's only change. This time, visualize sparkles of light, brilliant white light, like a cluster of falling stars coming down and falling you and surrounding you. They are the diamonds coming from the 12th dimension, the God center, and you are being blessed, filled with light and protection. Your angels are with you. You're surrounded by white light, which is the Holy Spirit or the Chi or the Shakti, whatever you want to call it. And everything about you is flowing together in perfect harmony. You are raising your frequency every time you're lifted up. And when you fall back into your heart, you're bringing in the energy of bliss and peace. Feel it now. Feel the energy of bliss and peace. You will see everything around you changing. This exercise has a massive impact on your life, your personal health, your personal relationships, and your main gift is feeling the presence of your angels and God. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Keep your eyes closed. Stay in that position and listen to Richard Schulman as he plays Peace. Peace. I am in the energy of peace. I am safe. It's only change. Take a deep breath. Stay in the energies.